What many people get wrong about spiritual growth is this, that we confuse the means with the end. If someone were to ask you, how's your spiritual life going? Which, by the way, is a great way to kill a conversation. If you're at a party or a gathering of folks, just go around asking people, how's your spiritual life going? When I was growing up, if somebody asked me that question, what I would tend to think about is, how is my devotional life going? Am I reading the Bible on a regular basis? Am I praying on a regular basis? Here's the problem with that approach to spiritual life. In Jesus' day, if that's how spiritual maturity got measured, the Pharisees would come out on top. We have to find a way to gauge spiritual maturity so that the Pharisees don't win. Otherwise, we'll just produce Pharisees. So, the aim of spiritual growth, the definition of spiritual maturity, Jesus is very clear about, is love. And I engage in practices or spiritual disciplines or so as a means to an end, and the end is just life. The end is to be a person who loves God and loves other people. And if you can be clear on that, if you can remember that the aim of spiritual growth is love, you'll be way ahead of the game.